We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning around seven lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the beginning of a line, Amamar. We learned that it says in the first Mishnah, Kishehizik HaVamazik, and it says in the second Mishnah, Kishehizik HaVamazik. The first Mishnah of the Masechta, Kishehizik HaVamazik, teaching us that all Mazik and Achayiv and Meitav, but the second one's extra. So we said maybe it's coming to Mar B'Kerem, but we said according to Rav, that learns that Kishehizik HaVamazik, that Shah already is Karen, so what's Kishehizik HaVamazik Marba? It says Marba, a Shemechinom, Vashoyel, 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 Shezika, Behemah, Vashusha. Now, what are we talking about? That's going to be more of a discussion, exactly what are we talking about. Omar, Kishehizik HaVamazik, Lohavi, Shemechinom, Vashoyel, 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 these are all Shemrim, that they are Chayiv if the Behemah damages. Now, which Behemah, what Behemah, Hechidami, Ilema, to ask a tour of the mashal, tour of the shayel. Maybe what we're saying is like this, that you have here, Reuven borrowed a shar from Shimon. Reuven borrowed it from Shimon, so it belongs to Shimon. The Maisa, the shar, which is Shimon's shar, gored Reuven's existing shar. So maybe it's saying like this, that Lahavi Shemachinah v'ashayel, that you, the owner, Shimon, is chayiv if your shar damages the shar of the shayel. Because you're still chayiv to watch it. So that the Gemara says, is that the case? Ilema daaske, tura the mashal, tura the shoyel, lema le ilu azik ba'alma, boyish shlume at, hash daaske, tura the doch, bina shlume. If that's what's going on here, that the mashal, his shar, the Bilam's shar, is damaging the shoyel's shar, so well, how could the mashal be chayiv? Let the mashal tell the shayel, look, if the shayel went out and was mazik ba'alma, you would have to pay, because you're responsible. So now, hashad the askatur de doch be'inu shlumei, now it hit your shayel, so now all of a sudden, amchayiv, it's your responsibility. You have to watch it, you're the shomer, you have to watch it, because now it hurt your thing, amchayiv. So what's the case? El the askatur de shayel, tur de mashal, maybe it's the opposite case. That the shayel of the shayel damages the shayel of the mashal, which is the thing he borrowed. So and then it says in the Braisa that Tam pays chatzin nezek, mu pays nezek shalom. So that's also no good. Why? Lemalei, let the owner tell him ilu itzik ba'alma. If the shor got damaged ba'alma, you would have to pay. But it's a shluma. You have to pay. You're a shomer. You have to pay. A shoyel, for example, you have an einzim. You have to pay. So shluma kula turi. You have to pay the whole thing. Nezek shalom. Hashu the azka turi the doch. Now that your shor was the one who damaged my shor, pagan isku the mshalom. I'm paying half a nezek. So we're asking, what's the case exactly over here? Again, just to repeat it over, that if it's the shar that borrowed damaged his existing shar, and you want the original owner to be chayiv, so then the original owner says, what do you mean? I gave it over to you, it's your responsibility, it's not my responsibility anymore. So I'm not chayiv, I shouldn't be chayiv at all. The elementary case is, the tura de shoyel damaged the mashal, the one he borrowed. His own, existing one, damaged the one he borrowed. So he only pays chatzi nezek, he's responsible for that. Because he's chayiv no loinsim on the behemah. When he borrows something, anything that happens, that if lightning hits it, if he's a shoyel, he's chayiv. He's chayiv whatever, yeah, he's chayiv responsible for it. So he can't get away with chatzin ezek. So the Gemara, loy loam das ketur the mashal, tur the shoyel. The case was the thing he borrowed, the shor he borrowed, damaged his shor. And the owner is chayiv. Aye, why should the owner be chayiv? Didn't the shomer take responsibility? The case over here was, now on top of Daf Yudal and Aleph, the case over here was that the Shomer who took responsibility, either he borrowed it or he's watching it, he only took responsibility for Nezek on the Shar itself. But that the Shar goes out and damages, he did not take responsibility. That made up is responsibility of the original owner still. So therefore, if it damages anyone, including the Shar's own behemoth, He's chayiv. Nechatzin nezek v'atam and muiv v'nezek shalom. I ask what's a chiddush. I ask what's a chiddush. If the owner is still retaining his responsibility on Ezekim, so of course he's chayiv. What's a chiddush? Tav Tosfos asks kasha. Says from Taimar. Tav Tosfos given like kibolov pshita tam shalom chatzin nezek v'shalom nezek shalom. Yes, Taimar salak daitach. You think the shmir Ezekim the amal like kibol. He wasn't that the shoyel was not makabel the Ezekim the amal, but in his own house. Maybe it wasn't Mechabah, but ask it to her, the Shoyal Gufay, Sagadayat of Shekib of Lifter, they should be potter, the Mashal should be potter, Kamash, well, no, he's still Chayiv. So, frank the Gemara, if you look at the Sefer of that Braisa, it says, Nifritso Belayla, which we learned yesterday, Nifritso Belayla, or Shabbatua listim, says if the animal broke out at night, and then you're not chayef for the Hezekim. It sounds like who's chayef? The shoyl. Haloy kibbol of Shmiras Hezekim. He wasn't Makabal Shmiras Hezekim. So what's going on? If we're talking about now here, the original owner is Makabal, the Nezikin. So, and that's behind the Reisha, you pay Mechatzin Nezik, and the shoyl means that his shoyl damaged someone, even damaged the shoyl shoyl. So it says in the Sefer, if the thing broke out at night, it's Potter. Haba Yoyim Chayiv. L'chayra, if we're talking about the shoyl wasn't Makabal Nezikin, why is it Chayiv Yoyim? I can tell me, simple. This is going on the Mashal. It's going on the Mashal. Zokta Toysa Rosh. You got the question? Makes it with the mashal. The original owner says if it breaks out at night, he's potter. So Tosfos Rosh, if it's the original mashal, it makes it with the night and day. He's not there anyway. He's always not, like, if it's a good wall, talking about a good wall here, so it, any time it breaks out, it's an oinus. Bishlama by the shoyl himself, so by day he sees it break out, that's why he's mechuyim. He sees it breaking out. But if it's the gabbat mashal, if it's in a good enclosed place, he's always potter. So this chilek in yoyim and laila, obviously, he's talking about the shoyl. And the question is, if he's saying that he wasn't a kabbal nezikim, so what's out here? So tomorrow, you're right. Somebody missing the price. Yeah, he's potter. Unless it's by day, then he sees it. Yeah, he's potter. Suppose it's in Shemira Ru'uya, then he's potter. Yeah, he makes a null karoyu, he's potter. That's Amkainis. Yeah.
By night or by day?
By day is a problem if he sees it. If it's null karo in Alaska and he lives here, he's not chayef. No, because there's no way to know. You know what you know about it. But if he knows about it, is here, the shoyl is the one who knows about it. It's in the shoyl's house, not in the mashal's house. So Frank Gemara, so we're talking about the shoyl, haloi kibbol of shmir zizok, it wasn't accomplished, what's going on? Hakamar, zok, the Gemara, there's nothing missing in the bright star. Hakamar, im kibbol of shmir zizok, but if the shoyl was vocabulary to watch in Zik, and then he chai. And then it says, nifritso belayla, or shabbatua listim, the yotzav aziko, if it broke out at night, or listim, or thieves, broke the wall at night, and it went out to his mazik, is potter. Ad Khan explaining what the Keshuzach of a mazik, talking about shoyl, nesisachar, shoymer. Now I want to go back to what the original Gemara started with. The Gemara started with a shayla. What does it mean in the Mishnah, reshus hanizik v'hamazik? What does that mean? So we had a machloikas. According to one of the Amar, when it's both of theirs reshus, it's considered still stay achar, and shame v'regel is chayiv in it. Because the mice, it's a private field. The other man, the Amar, says, no, since we both have reshus to be here, it's not called stay achar. So that sheet, his name was Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza says, potter al shame v'regel. Why? Because we both have reshus to be here. It's not called stay achar. Right thing, Marakasha on Rabbi Loza, Eini, Avakasha on Rabbi Loza. But Tani Rabbi Yosef, had a braisa, says in the braisa like this, Chotza ha-shutkim va-pundik, which means both shutkim allowed to be here, pundik is a hotel where both of them are renting space here, chayiv behen al ha-shem v'al-regel, you are chayiv al-shem v'al-regel. So you see clearly, Chotza ha-shutkim and a pundik, which is like a shutkim, it's called stay achar, so you have to do Rabbi Loza, it's a kash of Rabbi Loza. Omolok Rabbi Loza, v'tizbra ma'astita milay pligi, is there not a braisa that argues in that braisa? By the time I looked at a braisa, there's four different rules when it comes to Nezikin. Rule number one, close to Rishus Lenizik, Veloy Lamazik. Anytime it's a private field, a private property, and not the Mazik can't go there, Chayiv Bekoil. You Chayiv in everything. It means Chayiv in Shein, Regal, and Karen, and we'll see, maybe even Chayiv Nezik Shalom. Chayiv Bekoil. We'll see. Chayiv Bekoil. If it's the Rishus of a Mazik, Lamazik, Veloy Lenizik, you came into my field and my shar damaged. Then you part the call. Why? You say, what are you doing in my field? So then you part. So we're going to say four rules. First rule is, shus nizik, yichayv, and everything. Shus mazik, you part, and everything. Lezev, they both have a shus to be here. Goin, chotza, shutvim, vahabika. Chotza, shutvim, or biko, a plateau, both could be here, you know, in the valley. Potter baal, shem vala regal. So here's your Rabbi Loza. Potter baal, shem vala regal. You part on shem vala regal because it's not considered stay acher. And then al nagicha, which is goring with its horn, valanagifa, pushing with its body, valanashicha, biting, valavitza, crouching, valabita, and kicking, tam asham chatzinazek, mu masham nazasham. Like we know, the Karen pays also in Rosh Hashanah. Shame for regal is part of Rosh Hashanah, like it says a beer of a steyacha. But Karen's chayiv in Rosh Hashanah. So here, the middle, this third case is a case which we're sitting in like a Shutra Rabbim. Why? Because Chata Shutra Vabika. So you part on Shem Regal, and you chayev on Tam. What's the fourth case? Loy Lezer, doesn't belong to either one, only belongs to one of them. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Loy Lezer, Loy Lezer, can go in Chata Shutra Shneim, chayev Baal Shem Regal, then you chayev on Shem Regal. That is called Steyacher. Al Negicha, Val Nashicha, Val Negifa, Val Ritz, Val Bita. These are the five different mazikim of on the Karen, Tam Shalom Chatzin Ezek, and Mum Shalom Nezek Shalom. So Ad Kan, the Brice of the four klolim. So remember, we had a Tony Rav Yosef that had a kasha, the Chosha Shotim Schayev Hashem Regal, and now Rav Loz is saying, what do you mean? I have a Brice, a Tony Mios, Chosha Shotim Habika Pata Baal Hashem Regal. Lamaisa, I have a Brice right here that says, the Chosha Shotim Pata Hashem Regal. So it's a riot to me, don't ask me a kasha from Tony Rav Yosef. Pray to Gemara, but Lamaisa, kasha Adodi. We have a steer and two Brices. Maisa good, you know, he said he has a brisa himself. Maisa, steer the brisa. What do you do, steer the brisa? So tomorrow I'll answer the steer to the brisa. Kitanyahi bechotzer, that says that your potter, which means the second brisa, is talking about bechotzer, miuchedas, lezev, lezev, and peris, and shvarim. It's the shutvim legamri, sila peris, and sila shvarim. They're both allowed to bring their peris inside it, they're both allowed to bring their cows inside this field. So then, it's not called b'steyach, then it's potter. Either Rav Yosef, the case of Rav Yosef says chotz ha'shutim is chayiv, is talking about chotzim yichedus l'peres. They both allowed to bring the peres inside it. Ve'enim yichedus l'shvarim, but you can't bring your cows inside it. The legav eshein have lechotz ha'nizik, because legav eshein it's chotz ha'nizik because it's considered b'steyach because you're not allowed to bring your shor over there. And dekanami, it's very meduyik. Dekanami toni hacha. By Rav Yosef, it says Dumi Dupundik. In a hotel, you don't bring a cow into your hotel room. You bring peiros there, but you don't bring cows inside. But Tani Hasam, and the case where it says Potter, which says Chotza Shutin Vabika, Potter, says Abika. Abika is a valley or a plateau, whatever you want to call it. Abika is a place where the animals graze. There makes sense that you're allowed to bring peiros and animals. So it's very meduyik, this chilik between the two brises. One's talking about where Shvarim are allowed, and one's talking about Shvarim not allowed. Shema Mina, beautiful. Beautiful answer to the steer. Maskler Abzeira. What? Because we'd rather not say Tanoi. We don't like saying Tanoi. It's not Achil say Tanoi. So we have an answer. It's not Tanoi. It's beautiful. And it's Mamash Maduyuk. One's not next to Abik, one's a Pundik. It's Mamash. It's Taris Emes. Maskler Abzeira. Avakasha. I don't understand. If they both have a shush to put the Paris there, so why is it called Steyachar? Good to Shvarim not allowed, but Lemaisa, if you both go put Paris there, it means you both have a shush there. Why is it called Steyachar? Maskalar Abzeira, Kivan di Mechedas the Peirois, Habinim Steyach Avaleka. He's saying, look, Lemaisa, it's not called Steyach because we both have a shush to put the Peiris there. Amale, Abaya, no. Kivan di Mechedas the Shvarim, Steyach Akrinabe. Lemaisa, Shvarim are not allowed, so it's called Steyach. Looks like Abzeira was looking at the Dova Hanizik. Klapi the Peiris, it's not exclusive rights for the Peiris because all the guy can put Peiris there. So Klapi that Steyach. Comes Abaya, he says, no. That since the mazik is not allowed to be here, so the mazik is going to stay achar, so it's called stay achar. That's the shak of tarab tirim zera and abaya. So we answer the steer between the brises. Only of achar, but if the ravina lema m'nasit loy pligi amroy na amalpligi. Let's take a shmak. Since the brises are not arguing, maybe the amroy not argue either. Rav Elazar says potter, and the first man the yama, which is Rav Chista that says chayiv, they're not arguing each other. Maybe they both hold the same halacha. If it's miyuchedes or shvarim as well, then you're potter. If it's not, then it's called steyachar and you're chayiv. Why can't you just say that? Leim is it leplegi? I'm right now leplegi. Amalein, you're right. It could be very possible. The intim is leim aplegi. And if they do argue, because of zera v'kruga da'abai aplegi. If they are going to argue, I'll tell you what they argue on. They're arguing in a case where it's not miyuchedes or shvarim, it is miyuchedes or peiris, and the man diyama holds potter holds. That since they both could put Paris there, it's not called Steyacha. Mandamol's Chayiv holds, since they can't put Shvarim there, it's called Steyacha. But that's for sure. If we have right to put Shvarim there and Paris there, everyone will agree that will be Potter. That's Takachu. That will be Potter. And that's Pshat in the Braisa, Lefi that Mandiyama. The only problem is, Hegel or Tali Rav Yosef, according to Rav Elazar, that will still be a problem. If you learn they argue, it will still be Shver. Had he learned the Braisa of Rav Yosef, according to Rav Elazar, look at the Pnei Yeshua and others that deal with that Kasha. So the Gemara about Gufa. About Klolim, sorry, Rav Shimon Lazar Oyim, Rav Nezikin. Rav Shimon Lazar said there's four different Klolim, Rav Nezikin, four different places, and that we went through. And we'll go through it again now and explain all these halachas. Number one, it says kol shu rishus nizik lemazik chayev akol. Anytime it's a shus nizik, exclusive shus nizik, you know, my backyard, a shar comes to my backyard, eats peiris or gores my shar, the halacha is chayev akol. Now don't say chayev alakol, it's chayev bakol, which is a dik. Zok the Gemara chayev akol alakol l'ktoni l'chayev bakol bekuli nizik. He chayev in the whole nizik, even though usually the time is chatzi nizik. If it comes in the shus nizik, we're going to say now, Yechayev Chatzin Nezek. Money, who is that? Rabbi Tarfon. It's a Mishnah in the second parak. There are Tarfon, the Omar, Mashuna, Karen. If there's a Karen that's Mashuna, Bechotza Nezek, Nezek Shalom Mashalom. You pay Nezek Shalom. Even though usually you pay Chatzin Nezek, Tarfon learns that from Kalva Chaimer that you pay Nezek Shalom in Rosh Hashanah Nezek. So this price is like Rabbi Tarfon. Amos Seifa, it says in the Seifa like this. Loyal is this. The second case was, we're skipping the second case, meanwhile, and we're skipping the third case. We went to the fourth case. The second case was a case of Rishus HaMazik, the Yipater, because Turcha Rishus Chamay Bayi, what are you doing in my Rishus? Then you had the next case, which is Chatz HaShotvim. Then a Seifa. Emer Seifa, Loy Lezev, Loy Lezev, going Chatz HaShotvim, Enesh HaShtayim, Chayiv Ba, Al HaShem Ve'al HaRegel. It says, if you have a Chatz, it's Loy Lezev, Loy Lezev, it's not a Chatz of either one, Chayiv Ba HaShem HaRegel. Now, my Loy Lezev, Loy Lezev, what's the case? Ilema Loy Lezev, Loy Lezev, it's not mine or yours, Klal, El D'Achar. But we never said it's D'Achar. This is not called D'Achar. The law is that if Reuven puts Peiris in Shmerel's field, and then Shimon's Shar comes and eats up the Peiris in Shmerel's field, he's not Chayiv. Even though it's Shmerel's field, it's D'Achar, but the Peiris that Reuven put there, was he knows he's supposed to put it there. That's not called Be'er D'Achar. Be'er D'Achar means they go into your field. So if that's the case, it didn't belong to either one, you're not chayiv on shem regel. It's not called bi'ev steacha. The Rosh speaks this out, like you see, Shamina Mahacha, the Rosh says that it has to be his field. That's what the Rosh says. See, state on this Gemara, even though maybe you wouldn't be sure about that, but that's what says in Gemara. V'shamina minei, zok the Rosh, in Simon Yud Zayin, the chotzer she'in shal shneim, pata ba'al shem v'al regel. V'loi teima, don't say, o bi'ev steacha, osu lafukir v'shus harabim. They don't say that. You don't do that. Actually, it brings the Yishalmi August. If Elmo learns Yishalmi, you know, Yishalmi August. But Lemaisa, that's the Rosh learns that from Asugya. Like upon him. So what's the case? Ella, Habinim Steach Avaleka, Ella Pshita, Loilazev, Loilazev, Ella Dachat. What it means is, the fourth case, it doesn't belong to you, it doesn't belong to you, it belongs only to one of them. It belongs only to the Nizik. Ketani Sefer, so that's why Yechayev HaShem Regel, because it only belongs to the Nizik. Ketani Sefer, Tam Masham Chatzin Nezek, Mu Masham Nezek Shalom, what's going on here? So it's just a Nizik, Asin L'Rabban and Amri, Mashun and Kerem, Bechatz HaNizik, Chatzin Nezek Masham, Pei Chatzin Nezek, Nezek Shalom. Reisher of Tafram, Sefer Rabban on.
Why
is it repeating itself?
Is it fourth
Klum
and the fourth, right. Fourth case are the same case?
They're not exactly the same case. But the one's Chatzin Nezek, the one's Shalom. You're right. So why is it repeating itself? So Tyson is speaking out with Morgan, that's similar kasha. It's different because it's different man the Yama. one's Rav Tarif, one's Rabbanon. That would be the Chilek. That would be Gishma, because one's Rav Tarif, one's Rabbanon. Different man the Yama, right. Different man the Yama.
And the fourth Klum then?
You're right, Echanami, but it's not four klolim, but it's four halachas. Taisus didn't speak out your kasha. We'll speak it out in Shem now. Since he brought it up, we'll speak it out Taisus soon. Very good question. So, Reish Rabbanim, Reish Rabbanim, Reish Rabbanim, Zemur in. To Amal Yishmur Rav Yudah, Shinda, Shveik Masisim, Tav Asroi. Reish Rabbanim, Reish Rabbanim, Taka Azai. So that's one mahalach. The Reish Rabbanim, Reish Rabbanim, Reish Rabbanim. Ravino, Mishmei the Rav Amar, Cooler of Tarfani, everything with Tarfani. The Pella is, what's the case? Loyal Zev, Loyal Zev? So, Cooler of Tarfani, my Loyal Zev, Loyal Zev, Loyal Zev, Paris. Only one person has a chance to put the Paris there. El Dechad. Zev, Lazel, Shvarim. They both have a chance to have Shvarim here. The Gabi Shane Avlechotz and Nizek, why? Because only one of them have a chance for the Paris. The Gabi Karen, Havas Shirabim. And they both have a chance to be here, so therefore it's a chance to Rabim, and therefore Yechayiv. Chatzin Nezek, not Nezek Shalom, it's not Rishus Nezek. Klapi the Peiris, Klapi Shein, it's Rishus Nezek, why? Because only one of them have Rishus Abutin. But Klapi the Shvarim, it's Rishus Rabim, therefore it's Chatzin Nezek. So how are you asking me, Lachar, how could it be Rishus Nezek for Shein? Lachar, Shvarim are allowed to be there. Tosis asks the Kash, Devin Mashma Loi, and Devin Tosis changes the gear. So, but that's Mashma over here, that if it's only exclusive to Nezek, That's called the guy that pays. That's called Shoshan Izik. The guy is saying, Tais argues, we'll stick with that. Just good cash. You're asking that the Shar is supposed to be a wise Kushaka. It's a good question. Look at Tais Loyal Zaz, different Gersa. His Gersa is, Tais Gersa is, that neither Shvarim have a right to be here. And it's only, but it's not called Shoshan Izik because the Maisa, even your Shar is not belonging here. Tais is doing the Gersa the opposite. One has a Shosh for the Paris, and neither has a Shosh for the Shvarim. That's Tais's Gersa. Knock upon him, the Gabi Shein have a Chatzin Izik, Gabi Karen have a Shravim. Freight the Gemara now, Yachi. Arba'ah is a four klalim shloishav. It's really three klalim. That's the Gemara's kasha now. So Zok Taisvis, the Ramasli, you have your kasha, Mordechai. It says, Bishlam l'shmuel, the Muki Reisher of Tarfim. And I'm reading Taisvis Yachi. Bishlam l'shmuel, the Muki Reisher of Tarfim, Sefer Rabbanon. Itzrich Sefer Lashmi Inon. We need to save or teach us. Lafukim Yer Tarfim. El Ravina, well, if you're Ravina, it's Shricha Klal. The Gavishen of Chatzin Izik, we know already, Shemina Mekal Shur Rishos Nizik, that you know Yechayev. But Karen Shiram Shemina Mekal Shur Shutum Abika. We know Karen Shiram Shiram Mekal Shur Shutum Abika. So we don't need this last thing. So we don't need this Klal. Bishlam Afi, that is a Chiddush. Here's no Chiddush. Yach Yabah, Shloisha Abam Rach Mishchok, the top of my bay, Shloisha Klal is Babam Mekaymas. There's three Klalim and four Mekaymas. It's four different spots. And only three halachas, you're right. Only three halachas, but in four spots. And that's what we answer the kasha for this Vadiyama. Adkan, the sugya of Chotza HaShotim.